from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, the excitement about the Texans is alive and well. They are 1-0 after getting a road division win, but we are getting closer and closer to postseason baseball, and the Astros are getting closer and closer to being involved in that yet again. And as we get to that point, no better person to talk to than a Houston native, than Robert Flores, who you can catch on MLB Network every morning on MLB Central. And also, remember, you can subscribe to MLB Network as a part of a standalone service. Go to MLBnetwork.com for more info. Roflo, how's it going?
Hey, guys, I've seen enough. The Texans are going to the Super Bowl.
Let's go!
Seen enough, huh? There you go.
I've seen it. I've seen enough, guys. I've seen enough.
You're impressed with that run game, wasn't you?
Oh, my God. Guys, Clint, it's like, it's nice just to see a team seize control like that. Like, and the throw from C.J. Stroud, and then you watch it, what poor Bryce Young is going through. Man, if they don't build Lovie Smith a statue in front of NRG Stadium, then something's wrong.
It's really about the sixth.
Let me tell you what, we were in Canton for the Hall of Fame, and, man, he was there, I think, for Bears players, but, boy, Texans fans gave him a standing ovation every time they mentioned his name down in Canton. We love Lovie.
Thank you, Lovie.
Good steady was here. But no, yeah, man, it feels good. Yesterday, Clint said, yeah, he said that run game, they feel like a legit contender now when you add that piece to him. So he was right on line with you. But let me get your thoughts on this baseball team that's going to try to get to a World Series again. And First, as we sit here, they've obviously not just all the way come back to take the lead in the West, but they've been sitting here leading the West for quite some time now, and it feels like, barring something crazy, that they'll finish this thing off over the Mariners. Yeah. How surprised are you this time, judging by the start, judging by the middle, that the Astros are in this position?
I'm shocked. I've talked long enough with you guys that, being a native Houstonian and a Houston sports fan since I was 6 years old, you know, I have a certain pessimistic attitude when it comes to certain Houston teams. Spoiler alert, all Houston teams. But, I thought I was thinking that, well, maybe they should just plan on selling. And I give Dana Brown credit. I give the coaching staff credit. I give Joe Espada credit. I mean, he's not going to win manager of the year, but and look, everyone run him out of town at the beginning, but man, like, he has done a really, really good job just to keep the ship steady, believing in his guys. He's always had his back. He's always had his guys back publicly. And I think that matters. And I'm shocked where they're at. And to see them in this position with a chance to possibly get to another World Series, it's remarkable.
Rolfo, let's hit the big topic around here, obviously, is Verlander. Yep. I mean, the conversation's gone from, hey, man, who's going to go to the pen if you go from a six-man rotation to a five-man rotation, which is going to give you a little bit of insight into who's going to go to the pen and come playoff time. You know, Justin Verlander coming back, you expect him to be one or two, somewhere in that range, with Fromber pitching the way he has. And, boy, it's been ugly for two starts, man. What your thoughts on Verlander, and then what if – because we're up against it, man. 20 games yeah. left. That tight window right there of time for him to get right. What do you make of it?
Well, it you're right. We're running out of schedule here, and he's obviously closer to the end of his career than the prime. Does he turn it around? I don't know, but I think whatever decision you make or the Astros make about the first round. Because it looks like they're going to be playing in that wild card round, unless something, you know, something else happens. But if they win that division, they're in that division series. Whatever you decide with Justin Verlander, if you decide that he is not good enough or not ready to pitch in that opening round, he needs to be a part of the decision. Mm. Because, one, it is Justin Verlander, and two, guys, let's say your pitching staff in that, or your pitching rotation in that first series is what? Fromber, Brown, Kikuchi, okay? And you're fortunate enough to win that best of three. Justin Verlander more than likely needs to have a role in the next round. So for him to be on board, for him to be right mentally and all that, and I think he is owed a certain amount of respect within reason. I think he's got to be a part of the decision. He's grinding. There is no one that works harder. We know this, between starts and breaking down hitters and trying to figure out ways to get dudes out, than Justin Verlander. But I guys, it's going to be a very interesting decision, because if you decide he's just not ready, he's not. He doesn't give us the best chance to win in that first series. I don't know who tells him? Who's going to tell him that? I mean, seriously, like, so he's got to be a part of any kind of decision moving forward.
Well, I mean, Rolfo, let's be honest. I mean, even Verlander, the one of the biggest competitors in the game, right? I mean, what he's doing right now these last two outings, I mean, hell, I mean, that's going to tell him, right? I mean, it's got to be. What does he have to do over the next three starts to for him to even be confident in going, nah, I'm the dude?
Yeah. You know, well, I tell you what, I asked that very question because I knew I was coming on with you guys. So I asked Mark DeRosa and Chris Young. DeRosa is, you know, one of my co-hosts on MLB Central, mm-hmm. and Chris Young, who is a Houston kid, went to Bel Air High School and played in the big leagues, played for the Red Sox and the Angels and the Diamondbacks. And I said, when you watch Verlander, what do you see? And Chris said, it's not that he doesn't have that late life on that fastball. And I said, what about the velo on Sunday? He was hitting 95, sometimes 97. And he goes, that's good, but it's not the most important thing. It's location and that late life. And right now, that's something that those two guys do not see from Justin Verlander. And I'm sure he is searching right now, doing everything he can to try to find it, because you could tell, even in the in-game interview with Joe Espada and Dana Brown on Sunday, they both mentioned command. And I think that's the two things that's really hurting him, that the command, the lack of fastball command, and the lack of that late life, that late jump on the fastball.
Yeah, I mean, it's even though he's pitched this way, and me and Clint, I told him I'm not quite there yet. I'm a start away. It's hard to have the postseason on the line and look down there and not – and not have him be one of my starters. That's a hard one. Even but obviously, if he's going to give up eight runs in two or three innings, then you got to go in. You got to go in a different direction. Hey, Roflo, also on this, I'm curious. Do you sense, because it's been up and down in the regular season? Do you sense that this is a team that's more built for the postseason with their parts, with their pitching? We'll see what's up with Bregman and Tucker as they try to get themselves back in this lineup. But do you get a sense that they are more built for postseason than maybe they are in the regular season?
Well, I do like that they don't strike out a lot. I do like that they put the ball in play. I do like that they can hit homers. Because for me, there's three things that determine success or lack thereof in the postseason. It's, can you hit homers? Can you play defense? And can you strike people out? Whether that be from your rotation or your bullpen. And depending on the night, the Astros can do all three. It's whether or not they can do those three things consistently. Like I said, I'm as shocked as anyone that they are in this position, but I think the American League is wide open. The Yankees have the best record in the American League. I would put the Astros bullpen up against the Yankees bullpen anytime. I might take the rotation over the Yankees bullpen beyond Garrett Cole head-to-head. The lineup, Judge, Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, that would scare me, sure. But this league, both leagues, I feel, are wide open. And for anyone that says definitively that they know who's going to be in the World Series, much less win it, I think they're fooling you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
What is one thing that I think has been kind of on the forefront here recently is that defense you spoke about.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on what you've seen from the Astros defensively?
You know, Jeremy Peña's defense has been a little puzzling at times, but I've wondered, look, this is a kid that he plays every day, guys. He plays every day. And, you know, people don't think baseball is physical. When you play it as often as they do in back-to-back days, it's physical. It's also mental. And I'm wondering if a little bit of that is, you know, the latter part of the season, maybe a lack of concentration, maybe a little bit of fatigue. But clearly, those are things that have to be tightened up. You're just not going to – you're not going to get far in the postseason. You're not going to win a title throwing the ball around kicking it around all over the yard. And they know that. So I think Jeremy is fine. And I like what Joe said. He said it a couple times. Look, if I got a big moment on the line and there's a ground ball, I want it hit to Jeremy Peña.
Yeah. They've got to clean that up. And as you said, they know that. All right. Catch Ruffalo on MLB Central every single morning. Also, remember, you can and you need to, if you're a baseball fan like many of you are.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you can subscribe to MLB Network as a part of a standalone service. Go to MLBnetwork.com for more info. Yeah, man, you got to get down here for a Texans game. They got their
I really need to, man.
You do?
I really need to.
No, I don't have no tickets for you, nothing, Ruffalo, but I mean, you got to get down here.
Hey,
you come on down here.
That sounded like an invite.
Nah, hey, you come on down here, we'll get you in a suite. You come on down here, you'll be in a suite, boss. Hey, this Robert Flores, right, man. Good. Hey, I also need you to text NewBooks, NEWBOOKS, to 41444. We're raising money here. $30 Ruffalo. $30 will buy a Houston area kid a home library.
Yeah, and it's Phillip,
big time.
And Phillip 66 is matching it, so it'll
absolutely
be double.
Wow.
New books to 41444.
Well, my mom is a retired English teacher. She loves reading, so I'm definitely that's definitely something I can get behind. That's a very good idea.
All right, coming up as Ruffalo, we appreciate you joining us as always. It.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.